When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. The ghost train's shadow, flames of malevolence at Luna Park. The darkness gathers, and with it, the whispers. I'm Raven Vale, and this is Whispers from the Dark. Tonight, we journey to a place designed for pure, unadulterated joy. An amusement park. A realm of bright lights, joyous screams, the dizzying thrill of rides, and the sweet scent of popcorn. Specifically, we are heading to Luna Park, Sydney, Australia, an iconic landmark whose grinning, moon-faced entrance has welcomed generations of families. But on a cold winter's night in 1979, this bastion of innocence was consumed by a sudden, terrifying inferno, leaving behind a legacy of unspeakable tragedy and a chilling question. Was this merely a horrific accident, or the deliberate work of something far more sinister? Luna Park, with its distinctive Art Deco architecture and whimsical attractions, had been a beloved fixture on Sydney Harbour since 1935. It was a place where childhood memories were forged, where laughter was the prevailing sound. Among its classic attractions was the Ghost Train, a quintessential dark ride. Passengers would board small open cars that trundled along a track through a darkened tunnel, passing by various ghoulish tableaus and jump scares designed to elicit screams of delight and mild terror. It was a harmless, nostalgic thrill, a staple of amusement parks worldwide. The evening of June 9th, 1979, was a typical winter Saturday night. The park was bustling with families, teenagers, and couples, all seeking a momentary escape from the mundane. The air hummed with the usual cacophony of carnival sounds. By around 10:15 p.m., the ghost train ride was still operating, cars full of eager patrons seeking their dose of manufactured frights. What happened next, however, was no manufactured fright. Suddenly, without warning, the ghost train ride erupted into a ferocious blaze. Witnesses described seeing smoke billowing from the ride's exit, followed almost instantaneously by fierce flames that consumed the wooden structure with terrifying speed. The old timber, dusty props, and intricate pathways of the dark ride became a raging inferno, trapping those inside. The park's usually cheerful atmosphere was ripped apart by screams, not of joy, but of genuine visceral terror and agony. The horror was compounded by the speed of the fire. The ride was a tinderbox, its enclosed nature turning it into a deadly furnace. Park staff and emergency services rushed to the scene, battling the inferno. But the intense heat and toxic smoke made rescue nearly impossible. The air was thick with the smell of burning wood and scorched plastic, mingling sickeningly with the lingering scent of popcorn and cotton candy. When the flames were finally brought under control, what remained was a charred, smouldering husk, a horrific testament to the blaze's destructive power. The true extent of the tragedy became clear in the chilling aftermath. 7 people lost their lives in the ghost train fire. An adult, Richard Carroll, and 6 innocent children. Jonathan Weaver, 13. Richard Carter, 11. Michael Johnson, 11. Damien Godson, 6. Seamus Rahilly, 6. And their school friend, Lenore Skerr, 4. The senseless loss of young lives plunged Sydney into profound grief and shock. An immediate and extensive investigation was launched by police and fire authorities to determine the cause of the devastating blaze. Initial suspicions immediately pointed to arson, given the speed and intensity of the fire and the park's history of financial struggles. Despite thorough examinations of the charred remains of the ride, extensive interviews and forensic analysis, the official cause of the ghost train fire remains undetermined to this day. Investigators explored theories ranging from electrical faults within the aging ride's wiring to discarded cigarettes or deliberate arson. While an electrical fault was deemed a possible cause due to aging wiring, it was never definitively proven, and no conclusive evidence of arson was ever found. The absence of a definitive explanation left a gaping void, a dark space waiting to be filled by something more chilling than mere accident. It was into this void that the terrifying whispers began to spread. Several individuals, unconnected to each other, came forward with chilling accounts of what they had witnessed just minutes before the ghost train ignited. These were not the sensational claims of attention seekers, but the sober, often reluctant, testimonies of ordinary people caught in an extraordinary event. Multiple witnesses reported seeing a tall, dark figure exiting the ghost train ride. Not a person in the usual sense, but a silhouette, an ominous, shadowy form that moved with unnatural purpose. One witness, a young man who had just finished a ride nearby, described seeing a man in dark clothes slip out of the ghost train's exit tunnel. He dismissed it at the time, assuming it was a park employee, but he noted the figure's unusual height and the way it seemed to glide rather than walk. Another witness, a mother waiting for her children to exit the ride, distinctly saw a tall, shadowy presence emerge from the tunnel, seemingly indifferent to the crowds, before it seemed to simply dissolve into the background minutes before the smoke began to billow. The consistency of these independent accounts, describing a dark, unidentifiable presence exiting the ride, became a terrifying thread in the narrative of the unexplained. It was as if something malevolent had completed its task and simply walked away from the impending catastrophe it had just orchestrated. For many locals, steeped in the natural human need to find meaning in tragedy, particularly one so senseless, the undetermined cause and the witness accounts coalesced into a terrifying conclusion. This was no accident. This was the work of a vengeful demon, a malevolent entity. It was a force of pure evil, perhaps drawn to the light and joy of the amusement park, seeking to corrupt or destroy. The idea that such an entity could deliberately target a place of childhood innocence, claiming the lives of children, resonated with a primal fear. Some whispered of a curse, others of a specific entity summoned or attracted to the site. Years after the fire, even after Luna Park was eventually redeveloped and reopened, the chilling claims of paranormal activity continued to haunt the site. Visitors and staff reported strange apparitions, particularly around the location where the ghost train once stood. Cold spots would manifest without explanation. Disembodied screams, often childlike, would echo from the area. The lingering scent of smoke and burnt material would sometimes return on the wind, even decades later. There were reports of objects moving on their own, of electrical disturbances, and the undeniable feeling of an oppressive, unseen presence. It was as if the intense suffering and the malevolent act had permanently scarred the very fabric of Luna Park, creating a perpetual vortex of dark energy. The spirits of the victims, particularly the children, were also believed to linger, innocent souls tragically tethered to the site of their untimely demise. The Luna Park ghost train fire, with its official ambiguity and its chilling supernatural undertones, remains one of Australia's most enduring and terrifying mysteries. Was it a freak electrical accident? A tragic culmination of aging infrastructure? Or was it, as the chilling witness accounts and the locals' persistent claims suggest, an act of deliberate malevolence by a vengeful, unseen entity? A demon that used the joy of an amusement park as a stage for its destructive power? The sight of a tall, dark figure emerging from the very heart of the inferno, minutes before it erupted, is a terrifying image that refuses to fade. It leaves us with the horrifying question: what kind of evil lurks on the edges of our joy, waiting for an opportunity to strike, to claim lives, and to leave behind not just ashes, but the chilling echoes of a vengeful presence? The ghost train may be gone, but its shadow and the memory of what emerged from its dark tunnels that night continues to haunt Luna Park, a perpetual whisper of fire and malevolence. Until next time, when the whispers grow louder, good night.